Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes ranging from the use of drugs or alcohol, suicide, enforced marriages, to violence, body horror, gore, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, or nations of people. Please see the show notes for episode details. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. Your game master is Chris Garvey.
You wouldn't have time to set up the ritual there.
Kuni Guru is played by Poole Richardson.
But what's a ninjato play?
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
And he seems relatively sober.
And Yogo Sojimo is played by Bren Thorson.
Oh.
Now, on with our show.
So, it's been a couple days since the beheading of Moto Batu. Your departure has been delayed thanks to some emergency surgery on Yogo Sojibo's abdomen. He is going to take some time for healing, but gets a nice free new weapon, a cane. You have a little bit of downtime here in town. Yogo has a few things he's set up.
Yeah, knowing the scorpion, that cane probably has a ninjutsu blade in it.
Except for the fact he got it from the dragonfly.
Like I said.
But what's a ninjutsu blade?
I don't know. Straight wakizashi? I don't know. Something like that. Saw it in a dream somewhere.
Well, there's a problem you're dreaming.
True.
Kuni Guru will be at the forge.
Pounding.
Working on pounding. Sojibo's armor. Making him another set of armor that will fit under his robes. And contemplating about making a set for himself.
All right. A messenger goes... So... Yogo and Kitsuki are having a bit of tea and sake and just having a restful morning while Kuni Guru is out pounding it out. And they are approached by a messenger. Emerald Magistrate Summers, the dragon that you have sent for is due to arrive here shortly. Would you kindly follow me to the front steps of Kyuden Tanbo to meet with them?
Of course.
Of course. So you make your way to the front steps, and the first thing you notice is your... entourage that came with you through the Dragonfly Lands is packing up and leaving.
Okay.
Yeah. Unsurprisingly, their duty was to Sawakurasu, and their instructions were to be with the taxes. Taxes are gone. Their duty's over. They're headed back home.
I thought they went. No, I sent...
Some of them went with the taxes.
Oh, good.
This is more the Heenan level.
Okay.
And peasantry level people.
That's kind of to be expected.
Passing them by, you see a half-naked, tattooed monk woman walking in. She looks up the stairs, and you see her cock an eye as she looks at Yogo Sojibo.
I go up to her, and I do a bow to what I would do to a monk. I unclear of her station.
She bows back. Hello, I'm Togashi Ume. You sent for me?
Yes, I am Yogo Sojibo. Would you care to join us in the garden? There's a lovely jade tree. We wish to discuss any personal damages you may have occurred due to the incident at the inn.
That sounds acceptable. He follows you in and kneels before the jade tree.
I will do likewise.
Tea service arrives.
It's not a full tea ceremony. I don't have that yet, but
all the elements are there. If you wish to perform a tea ceremony,
nope.
You may.
No. No. That is a... Yeah. It's on my to-get list. Not quite yet, though.
It's not on your to-got list.
Doesn't have it quite yet.
In performing our duties, we were forced to dismantle and burn down the inn before we could properly remove any personal objects of any of the tenants or the owner. Sadly, we are assuming that you may have lost some personal objects, and we wish to recompense you and ask you any questions about your neighbors that were staying there, if you notice anything odd about them.
Well, as far as my belongings, I had but a few pairs of clothes, and that was about it. The Togashi don't hold on to many physical items.
Still. They were yours. They were lost. We will recompense.
And I write down the receipt, like a couple pairs of clothes, and I kind of just...
About your neighbors.
And I will leave this to Katsuki at this point, because I don't have much that I can use to interrogate.
I didn't know much about them. I was spending my time actually looking for someone in town. But it seems they found me instead, and looks over at Sojibo.
Take a brief glance over at Sojibo. Glance back at her. You can deal with him a little later.
What I can tell you is they were unicorn. There was some discussion. Let's see if I can recall. They were talking about somebody forging weapons. And they were talking about doorways. And something about Scorpion Lands.
Scorpion Lands.
It wasn't very clear to get much.
Every little bit helps.
This greatly helps in our investigation. Thank you so much. Is this... So between you and I, is this private information, private discussion, or...
Well, him being a dragon, I'm sure it would be fine. I've got a message from Togashi Eue.
Do I know who that is?
That would... Eue being the honorific.
Oh.
Very well.
But first, Kitsuki-san.
Yes?
Does he always wear that mask?
Yes.
Then it must be him. I was told to seek the nose and to have them smell out the stone maker.
I look. can I make a check to, or can we make a check to basically decipher that? And I didn't ask. What is our composure level?
You are back to base.
Back to base.
You've had plenty of time.
And my wound, I'm sure, is
healing.
Healing. Now so, I can. Okay.
Earth rolls will be a plus one. Instead of the plus three.
So this is a minor, this is not a major injury. It's the next step level down.
Yes. Okay.
Which I can actually cure with water magic, but I'm not sure I want to right now.
You're milking it?
Milking it, yes.
All right.
If you were a true scorpion, you would heal it and then continue to milk it.
If I was a true scorpion, I would have done it to myself.
That too.
Wait, I am true scorpion. Did I do it to myself? Is this all but an illusion? Were the dragon right?
Bum, bum, bum.
It's going to be a theology. TN2. I'll let you choose the ring. What you choose will determine information given. And I'm going to start putting a kibosh on metagaming and have you guys discuss rings.
Oh, okay, cool. So I got to memorize the ring approaches now.
Well, no. Having you say like, oh, I'm going to do earth, you do air. That I'm putting a kibosh on.
Okay, yeah, that's reasonable. Because I was thinking air for analyze. Because recalling doesn't
that's
seem...
That's what I was going to do as well, was air.
Yep.
And does Kitsuki method apply here?
I will say yes.
I don't think I'll spend a void point on it. And wow, I don't need to. That's a good roll.
That's a good roll, too.
I don't even need to keep all my... I got a whole bunch of successes. I can only keep two. No explosions.
Reroll so that.
Mine is two successes and an opportunity.
I only got one success, two opportunity, and a strife.
All right. So what does Yogo want to do with his one opportunity?
I would also like to analyze a person in the scene. I would like to analyze the other dragon, the one I don't know very well.
Ume. All right, so Togashi Eue, she is a Togashi monk. It has several tattoos on the body, predominantly displayed upon the copious amount of skin that is shown. It seems very earnest and willing to go through their duty.
Okay.
So, as you're analyzing, and you're thinking about the stone maker, you remember Kuniguru pointing out that there's a stone inlaid into the hilt of the sword.
But those swords were disappeared.
He has one.
Seek out the stonemaker. I believe we are getting near that. We at least know who the metalsmith is. Stonemaker, on the other hand, What do I remember about the stones?
They were black. Mm-hmm.
Obsidian.
Potentially
obsidian.
It was unclear. Okay. You didn't get a good enough inspection of it. And you're not a mineralist, so.
I am an Earthshoe Genja.
Yes, but.
Kind of.
Are you going to try talking with the kami of that stone?
Not after the last part.
Yes, we saw how well that worked with the kami of the splades.
But there was something odd about the stones.
Smell them out. I guess I'll sniff the air, see if that's a little bit literal.
You don't smell anything out of place where you're at.
Very well. And is there anything else as I hand her the receipt with the stamp of the Emerald Championship on it?
No, just that after I delivered the message to return back to the Dragonlands. What would Akira like to do with his two opportunity?
One of them is negate that strife.
Okay, so, and with the other one?
Let's see, what can I do with that? Yeah, where's the screen? Thank you. Okay, it says, if you fail, determine the easiest way to accomplish the task. I don't know anything about the message itself, but I do know where to look to start.
So, you knew something was off with the stones in the hilt.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that maybe a Agasha alchemist might have some ideas.
Okay. Turn to her and bow. Thank you. Your information has been very helpful.
And now that my message has been sent, I will be leaving tomorrow, head home.
And safe journey to you.
Safe journey to you.
She bows and leaves.
Sojobo?
Hmm?
We need an Agasha alchemist to look at the stones.
Ah, yes. I have forgotten the Agasha. They're very quiet, except when something's blowing up. But
yes, that is usually how they leave the guild, through the roof.
And are we going to a next scene? I mean, I will gesture to a nearby servant and ask, do you know if there is an Agasha alchemist around nearby?
The closest alchemists are in the Dragonlands. They don't tend to set up shop outside.
Thank you. I was just hoping against hope, I guess. Go about your duty.
He bows and leaves.
Mm-hmm. Looks like we have another stop in my homelands.
Yes. I take it we should begin our preparations to set off?
Yes.
I mean, unless there's something else.
I don't think so. Let's gather Kuni-san from the forge and be off.
There's a few things that you'll want to pick up, some rations and stuff, because it is more than a day's hike.
Oh, yes. Yeah, obviously.
What are we doing with the horses? Are we using those?
You do have one horse each.
So we can use those.
We can.
They're unicorn horses, but...
Or can we?
Oh, the unicorn horses. You've got four unicorn horses. And then you've got one pony each.
I would rather the pony.
We can probably use the unicorn horses as pack animals. It'll demean them, but...
The hike is a little treacherous, too.
We should return those to Unicorn Lands, but until then, we might as well take advantage of the existence.
Might as well take advantage of them, take care of them until they can get back into unicorn hands.
And until we meet the nearest Utaku stable master. Yeah, might as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you guys head into town to get your supplies. As Yogo is walking down, he suddenly hears a crash of a clay jar on the ground and a child crying. Looking over there, he sees the parent looking at the kid. "That was to help us finish. I told you had to be careful with it. But because you've ruined something that is going to cause me great trouble, we will have a little celebration tonight. Some taiyaki." The child's eyes start glistening, and the tears stop, and a big smile, and then they go into the house nearby.
I will knock upon the door.
They slide open the door. Yogo. They look at and see the crest.
Mm-hmm.
Yogo-san. Yeah, the family mon. Yogo-san, how can I help you?
I am wondering if I may join in on the celebration.
Family is always welcome.
Thank you.
Raise an eyebrow at Yogo-san.
I don't think you're there.
You probably wouldn't have followed him over to that doorway. Yeah. You're busy getting supplies. Yeah.
See him move off, gonna raise an eyebrow. Mm-hmm. Scorpion business.
So inside, you see him preparing taiyaki, which is a fish-shaped dessert with red bean curd in. So, it seems our young one has lifted their curse. Though this will put me into quite a bind later.
But at least less of a bind even further down the road.
Very true. What brings you to town?
I also flashed the Ajite, Edmild Magistrate business. We were to collect taxes, but we ran into a bit of trouble.
That's probably what set off all of our wards. We have been busy trying to set them back up again.
If you would like some help, I am... I have plenty of free time until I leave, but I'm not sure I'm very good with the Earth Kami right now. But that's for work is for later. Now is for celebration.
Yes. So we'll cut back to that here. In town, Kitsuki Akira is gathering supplies. Anything in particular that you're looking for?
Not really. I do standard supplies. Make sure I'm topped off on Sojibo for... So, make sure I'm topped off on Soju for Sojibo.
All right, go ahead and roll a commerce roll. You're going to be doing it in water stance because you're exchanging money for goods.
And I'll go ahead and spend a void point.
This is a TN2.
And I get two. Yeah, keep those. Two in a strife.
All right. So you're able to find most of the goods pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
You even seem to find a new puzzle box for yourself.
Ooh.
So this one, it's not really a box. It's a set of rings that are interlocked.
Ah.
And you're supposed to separate them.
Okay.
So you found something for yourself, and you found most things at a good price.
That and a small stash of mountain tuna.
Yep. All right. You bring it to the stables, and you start loading up the bags. Mm-hmm. And probably getting a little frustrated that you're doing this all by yourself.
A little. But Kuni's pounding it out. Yogo's doing scorpion stuff.
And we'll say Sai's helping you load.
Okay. So it's not as
totally
bad.
By yourself.
It's not as bad.
All right. Over with Kuni Gru.
Yes.
So you've been working on smithing. Go ahead and give us a smithing roll.
So I was looking at it. I am trying to do some restore because I'm trying to repair the armor. So that's an earth.
I haven't even listened to the episode again. I don't remember how many crits I've taken, but I think I've taken the most crits out of this entire group so far.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
Let's see. I'm definitely keeping those two successes. And I think I will keep that one. So, two successes, two opportunities.
All right. You've spent a good amount of time and made a workable repair.
Which is really all I need or I can do right now. Later on, when I have definitely more time and a better forge, I will repair his armor better because it is so calming to be able to craft something.
After having completed that, you're walking back towards the castle, and you pass by the stables where the war horses are, and you see Kitsuki, Akira, and Sai loading up the horses.
I'll stop and come join. Ah, have you got all the supplies?
I think so, or at least most of them.
Ah. Looking at what they've got still. Well, you need to and start shifting some of their supplies so that the horses are better balanced. Because I do know that the Kitsuki is very
scattered at times.
Yes. And his heart kind of isn't into all that heavy lifting. So working with us, I make sure the horse is all set up. So where's Yogo-san? Or Sama? No, son.
Not Sama.
Yogo-san.
Yogo.
There was a pot that a young child crashed, and something about a celebration. Scorpion business.
Drunk business. Celebration. It's going to be probably alcohol. This is Sojobo.
This is Sojobo, yes.
So, probably drinking.
Yes.
So. But he just invited himself to a celebration.
Interesting. I think it was family.
Oh, so you think it was actually Scorpion?
Yes.
But we're in Dragonlance. Or Dragonfly. It's similar.
There's scorpion. They're everywhere.
Unfortunately, you're too right on that. Are you ready to head out in the morning?
In the morning, I believe so, yes.
So, I know I am. I've got his armor patched up decently. It's not perfect. It's not the best forge here.
Yes, figured you would need your own setup for that.
I need a Caillou, true Caillou forge. It's the best to do the armor and blades.
Of course.
Did
thinking of course he would think that.
Did Sojibo say when he was going to be done? Or did he just disappear like a...
He just wandered off.
We'll have to put a bell around his neck.
He'd still wander off. He's scorpion.
And it would only make me sneakier.
Exactly.
Right. Cutting back to the party. Things are starting to wind down. The kid's getting tired. It's getting late. And they send him off to bed. Sojipa-san, would you care to help us now put our wards back up?
Let's.
And you see the wards they're setting up are more advanced than you're used to. So they're probably higher up in the school. This action does allow you to go up one school rank.
Do-do-do-do!
So go ahead and do a roll for writing Ofuda and any of the wards as you need to.
Okay. So I don't think I'll... What's the TN?
Two.
Two. So if I do Earth, it's three, which is a K3. I'm going to go ahead and... I'm going to try to do some fire Ofuda.
All right.
Or is this actually me making my Ofuda?
This would be making your Ofuda.
Oh, okay. So I don't have any fire spells. This is... It's still very unclear how to do that. So I'm going to go ahead and do Path to Inner Peace. I'm going to try and write a ward for that. Let's see what I get. Yeah. Let's see. What is that? Support action. TN2. Nope. I'm going to go ahead and spend a void point and reroll.
All right.
That's better. That's better. So this one, and I'm going to keep a strife, exploding one, into a blank, of course. So it's two successes, so I pass, but that's a straight two fatigue healed, and I'm using that opportunity to... Bleeding. I'm going to choose the bleeding condition, and when this ward is applied to an ally, it'll heal two fatigue and heal the bleeding condition.
All right.
And that's one. I can make two more. I'm going to do a Drogen's Bomb. Okay, so it's a TN2 because of the lightly wounded condition. See what I get with this explosion. So that's already... Oh, sweet. Yeah, that's a lot better. Okay, so that's... Three successes, more than what I need. Two opportunity, which I'm using. If I succeed, I also mend the target, removing any poison condition, afflicting them, and the dying condition. And any symptoms of diseases affecting them are suppressed until the end of the scene. Which is the two opportunity spend on Jirogen's Bomb. Okay, I'll write this down on... and I might as well do another Path to Inner Peace, just have another potion. Basically is what I'm making. Okay. Go ahead. So that I passed with a opportunity and a strife. So two successes, an opportunity and a strife. One exploding success that went into the opportunity. And that is going to be removing something. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. There we are. Can't find where my spells are in this dang thing. Yeah, that's going to remove the lightly wounded condition when I... Yeah. Okay. So cool.
After, you know, a couple hours of working here, you finish up setting up all the wards. Is there anything we can get you to help? We have a bit of a storehouse saved here. You're welcome to grab what you need.
Thank you so much. I do need some more paper at this point.
Oh, there's plenty. She lifts up some hidden floorboards. And you see a Futa paper, kunai, shuriken, several other weapons. And you notice a little book in there. Flipping through the book, it's a list of names and the cities. And you recognize it as a copy of Bayushi's Whispers. You're welcome to anything from the storehouse that you may need.
I will... use my perfect memory advantage and just kind of like scan and remember names and then close the book and put it back. Thank you.
All right. What else are you grabbing anything else out of there besides some food papers?
Probably some shuriken. And I think that's it. That's all I really need.
All right.
Because he's repairing the armor, so I don't. And I'm not much with the melee weapons.
I mean, if you have to, you have your katana.
What katana?
Or you have your wakizashi.
Yeah.
Or your daisho set.
I don't have a daisho set.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I have, right now, a cane and a wakizashi. I'm a shugenja.
Yeah.
Cane, wakizashi, and the jite.
You head back to the castle and... It's getting fairly late, probably around the hour of the boar by the time you get back.
That's late.
Yes, 10 to 12 p.m. Or 22 to 24. Or 22 to 0 hours.
2200 to 0100.
Yes, thank you. That's what I was trying to say. And you see, you come across Kuniguru and Kitsuki Akira just finishing up everything and getting ready for bed themselves.
Yogo-san, are you doing well?
A little somber, but all is well.
Somber can be good.
It can be, yes. And he seems... relatively sober for Sojobo.
Well, it was a celebration. It was a child celebration, a not yet of age. And I felt, and plus they asked me to help them with some prayers and for stuff. And I felt like sobriety would be best at that point, but that point's over. And he grabs one of the soju bottles off the cart, pops the cork, and just kind of chugs a little bit of it.
The only soju bottle that you could grab, because the rest of them are packed on the bottom of everything.
Yes. We did that intentionally.
Yes.
Pardon me, Samurai Samas, but if you're planning to get on the road first thing in the morning, we should probably get some rest.
Yes. That would be a good idea.
Sounds good.
So I go up. Go to sleep.
Yep.
Dream of shattering pots and some weird gaijin in a green outfit.
Hey, listen!
Took me a second. Why does he have pointed ears? What's with the pointed ears?
I don't know, and he's left-handed, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's been left-handed for a long time.
Except for in the Wii version, where they made him right-handed.
On accident.
No, on purpose.
Because most players are right-handed and motion...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Next morning comes, and you're seen off by Kosheren. And as you're walking, you start heading out the north door gate, opposite from where you had originally entered town, and are headed up into the mountains. The trail is rocky, but not too bad for you. As you get deeper into the mountains, we see kind of a scene of you passing by as viewed through a spider's web. Along the trail, it's getting a little bit more difficult and twisty, and there are more and more webs of spiders around catching. We see a close-up of one web where a moth has gotten caught and wrapped up in the webbing.
Hopefully it's a poverty moth.
Aside?
Help me, help me!
That's a fly.
Around the bend, you see a very beautiful woman in a brightly colored kimono sitting there washing something in a little pool.
Why are you looking at me?
Okay, glance at the others.
It's just some washerwoman. Let's keep going. It's getting cold.
Agreed, but the hairs on the back of my neck are standing up. Be careful.
I think they're standing up because you're getting cold.
Well, that too. Keep moving by.
One of the horses starts to whinny as it's getting stuck in some of the webbing.
Okay.
Work on clearing the webbing so the horses can get through.
You now see the woman. It's a very fine kimono. Not what you would expect a washerwoman to wear.
Made of silk?
It is made of silk.
Mm-hmm.
And she is closer to you now. Oh, your horse seems to be in distress.
Forgive us, we did not mean to disturb you.
Oh, you are not disturbing me at all. Would you... Perhaps you should stay here while your horse can recover. You can stay for dinner.
We do not wish to put you out.
Oh, it would be no imposition.
We do not have the time to stick around.
It will be getting dark soon. These mountains are very dangerous in the dark.
I'm looking at this woman now. She's got the hairs on Katsuki's neck standing. She's dressed finely, washing clothes.
Oh, she's washing something. You didn't see clothes.
Well, I'm assuming clothes. Yeah, we all know about assumptions.
That's what you get for assuming.
And she's asking us to stay. We haven't seen a village or a hut or anything like that in a while, have we?
No, not since leaving the kid in Tanbo.
And think about this. She didn't turn her attention to us until the horse got stuck in the webbing.
Yeah. Yes, yes. We all know what she is. Do we just...
Do we know what she is?
And at this point, I will make an error. Can I take a good look at her? What would I be doing for that? Like, is there anything I can do? This is the downside to...
Air theology?
Yeah.
Yeah. This will be a TN2.
Let's see. I'll take that exploding success on my skill die. I'll take the success on a stat die. I'll reroll exploding success. I get advantage.
Okay.
Or opportunity.
I got that. Two success, two strife, one opportunity. The opportunity. Scream, please, so I can.
With those, you're starting to feel a little stressed out about the whole situation.
Right. Do we have the cards for the opportunities spent on you? Or did you take them out? I haven't downloaded those yet again.
Yeah, okay. I took them out.
Thank you.
I need to buy that screen as well. That way I've got it because it's so useful.
I'm gonna notice. I have it. I just didn't bring it.
Gonna notice her nature and demeanor.
All right.
I think I know this already, but good to have it codified.
So, for her...
I'm going to remove one strife with my opportunity.
Action.
But I got four successes.
Actions using... Fire are going to be more, are at a minus one TN. Actions using air are at a plus one TN.
Okay. That is helpful.
All right. For Yogo, what did you get?
I got four successes and an opportunity and a strife, so I'm just going to cancel that one strife out with the opportunity.
All right. And for Kuniguru?
I just got two successes and an opportunity. And with that opportunity, I'm going to try acting subtly to attract minimum attention to my efforts of observing her.
Okay. You have a pretty good figuring that she's probably a Jurogumo, a spider woman. Even though you don't see her spidery legs, they could easily well be hidden. Except for Kuniguru, who has moved around just enough to the side to see the legs curled back as the back part of the obi of the.
Do I know if these creatures are tainted?
You know that they're not generally tainted beings, but they are man-eaters. And they can wipe a village off the face of Rokugan if left unchecked.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Come to the cave. I would love to have you for dinner.
I'm sure you would. As I know what I need to buy. I need Tetsubo of Earth.
I've been thinking of that. And I'm like, why hasn't he picked that up yet? That should have been like the first spent you did.
I know.
Like, what's wrong with you?
I've had other things I needed.
Yeah. Anyways, so between ethereal otherworldly beings, such as spirits and ghosts, living tainted beings, undead beings with corporeal form, wild animals, or humans, would any of those apply to this creature? To threshold bury her.
Let's go with wild animals.
Very well.
Because that's the closest thing yokai are, because they're not tainted?
They're not. No, I don't think this game is really planning for... Just really planning for, like, oh, if it's evil, it's tainted. If it's not...
I'll have it for house rule. All yokai are going to fall under animals unless they're tainted.
Okay.
Which most yokai are not.
Yeah, but sadly, this is a downtime activity, so yeah. It's like...
You wouldn't have time to set up the threshold barrier.
Not unless we could get her to fall asleep.
She is... You can see she's growing impatient. And from behind her, 8 large legs stretch out, lifting her body off the ground. Her jaw splits in two, and an open maw hisses at you. Roll for initiative.
And there we go.
And we're pretty much expecting this. Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games or Asmodee International. The music is used with permission from Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nyx Animalia. More of her art can be found on Etsy. Recording, editing, and sound design is by Brent Thorson. Story is conceived by Chris Garvey. You can follow us on Twitter at SojPodRPG, that's at SojPodRPG. On Facebook at facebook.com/SojPodRPG and SojPodRPG.podbean.com. You can message us at SojPod@gmail.com and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SojPodRPG to get exclusive episodes and extras. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, and your podcast player of choice. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can't jade strike it, grasp it with earth.